Could you describe your job as an air traffic controller and perhaps tell me more about your motivation and education and what do you do, what are your duties as an air traffic controller?
Because, as you know, I am an air traffic controller. I am also an OJT instructor.
Mm-hmm.
I work on APP. My rate is APP radar.
Mm-hmm.
And tower as well. But now I don't work as air traffic controller on tower, only on APP radar.
And why is that?
Because in Warsaw ITC we're doing on that basis that first rating is on tower,
mm-hmm.
then there is a radar course and you became air traffic controller, so on approach.
Mm-hmm. And you stop working on tower altogether.
That's right. I stopped working on tower altogether. So it means my ratings will not be valid soon.
Ah, okay. Is this the procedure that the controllers move from tower to approach and stop having any contacts with tower, or do we have controllers that work both on tower and also as approach controllers?
As far as I know, some states doing in the same way like in Poland, but some working together on tower and on approach,
mm-hmm.
Even if the controller made rating on approach.
Mm-hmm. So what you mean really is that in Poland you are either tower or approach controller?
Say again, please.
What you mean is that in Poland you are either air traffic tower air traffic controller or approach controller.
In Poland, when you made rating for radar,
mm-hmm.
approach, you don't work as tower controller anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And how long did it take you to become a tower controller?
It took me about 1.5 years, including the course.
Mm-hmm.
Course lasts about 3 months,
mm-hmm.
Then 3 months simulator,
mm-hmm.
then after that you became practice on AETC,
mm-hmm.
then you became assistant of air traffic controller, then air traffic controller license.
Mm-hmm. And before you become an assistant, how long do you have to practice?
In my case, it took about 3 months.
Mm-hmm. How do you count it? Do you count it in weeks or do you count it in hours spent at the position?
It may vary due operational seat,
mm-hmm.
I could say.
What do you mean by operational seats?
It depends on the position you're training for.
Mm-hmm.
If you are training for air traffic control assistance on tower, mm-hmm. it probably will take less time than for air traffic control assistance on area control.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. All right. So 1.5 years, including the course, that's pretty quick, isn't it?
It's pretty quick, but normally people make first license on tower within 2 years.
Within 2 years. And why tower and not approach?
Tower firstly, because there isn't possibility straight way to approach. I wanted to be air traffic controller on approach, but
mm-hmm.
It's impossible to go direct
mm-hmm.
in Poland.
Mm-hmm.
You have to make license first on tower, after
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
on approach.
Mm-hmm. And why not area?
Because it's procedure of training.
No, but why not area control?
Ah, why not area control? I don't know. It seemed to me that tower is more interesting, mm-hmm. maybe, so I chose tower.
And you had a choice?
I had a choice, mm-hmm. yeah. I made waiting for approach in 1990, so it means it was 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And how long did it take you to become an approach controller?
1.5 years as well.
Okay, so within three years, you were approach controller?
That's right.
That's quickly, again.
Yes, it's...
What does this mean? How do you interpret this? Are you gifted or what?
I don't know.
Gifted.
Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. I felt good myself in training.
Mm-hmm. And tell me then how a duty of an air traffic controller working on approach.
The main task as every air traffic controller is to ensure safety mm-hmm. for all aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
To give them any help when they need, because there are situations when pilots need some help from ATC staff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's main tasks. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but at the same time, there are some very typical tasks of approach controller. What, when you say safety, how do you ensure safety as an approach controller?
Firstly, we have to make precise separations between aircraft. For example, minimum for approach Warsaw is 5 miles. Or 3 miles closer to antenna of the radar.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the main.
What do you mean closer to the antenna?
For instance, 15 miles from antenna of the radar, mm-hmm. we can make separation 3 miles.
Mm-hmm.
But vertical separation have to be at 1,000 feet.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't depend on distance from antenna.
Mm-hmm. So this is the separation. And anything else?
Ensure safety. It's separations between aircrafts, separations between aircraft and area of danger area, areas when military aircraft making flights.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Oh, you mentioned danger areas. What do you mean by that?
It's, for example, military exercises area when they shooting,
mm-hmm.
when they mm-hmm. flying,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe
mm-hmm.
something like that.
Okay. Are there any terrain obstacles around Warsaw that have to be omitted by aircraft?
That's right. It's on every aviation map. There are obstacles, and there are minimum altitudes that aircraft can fly,
mm-hmm.
and we have to ensure that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and if we could talk about safety for a while, when looking at aviation safety from your position, from the position of approach controller. What is the most important thing? You said separation. What else?
You mean what kind of safety we ensure?
No, perhaps I didn't express myself clearly enough. What dangers await pilots within the approach area?
As you said, we have to ensure separation with terrain.
Mm-hmm.
We have to ensure separation between aircraft,
mm-hmm.
between aircraft and zones of flying,
mm-hmm.
danger areas, etc.
Mm-hmm.
What else? On approach, everything it's is doing very quickly. So
it's happening very quickly.
That's mm-hmm. right. Mm-hmm. Maybe danger that there will be loss of communication with
mm-hmm.
with an aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
Some pilots are not enough concentrated on approach areas, so mm-hmm. we have to take it into consideration.
Mm-hmm. Why aren't they concentrated?
I don't know. Maybe they have some work to do in crew cabin. Maybe there are different reasons. But it happened that we talked to them and there is no answer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, and what about the external threats? Like, I don't know, weather or something else? Can you think of birds?
Yes, it is great threats, especially in the summertime,
mm-hmm.
when the aircraft have to omit area of adverse weathers,
mm-hmm.
weather,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and it may cause misunderstanding.
Mm-hmm.
Between aircraft and us, sometimes.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean, misunderstandings, in case of adverse weather?
Sometimes pilots turn before they advise us that they want to turn.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good for safety. We have to take it into consideration.
Huh?
We just see that aircraft turn.
And can they do that?
They shouldn't do that
uh-huh.
without permission from our side. Sometimes we know that they have to turn because CB clouds are very dangerous for them, but they should inform us before then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, yes, so you have to take into consideration really irresponsibility of some pilots.
That's right.
Uh-huh. And what about other weather phenomena that may happen at the approach and they're particularly dangerous?
Yes, it affects the final approach. Mostly it can be a strong wind,
mm-hmm.
it may be heavy rain,
mm-hmm.
it may be gusts of the wind,
mm-hmm.
wind shear, for example,
mm-hmm.
may be very, very dangerous.
Mm-hmm. And what do you do in case of wind shear? Could you tell me more about the wind
yes,
shear?
Yes, if it appears during final approach, we normally are informed by the aircraft
mm-hmm.
that was in that wind shear.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to inform other aircraft about this phenomenon.
Mm-hmm. Have you went through any difficult situation in your career?
Yes, I had some dangerous situations.
Mm-hmm.
One of that was when one of the pilots of Tupolev 134 informed me that there is a fuel leakage from the wing.
Mm-hmm.
It was very dangerous because it may cause explosion.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a strong wind
mm-hmm.
at this altitude, so I wanted this aircraft fly against wind as long as possible, then
mm-hmm.
turn it on lower altitude to runway.
Mm-hmm.
And he landed successfully.
Mm-hmm. So nothing really happened.
Nothing happened.
How long did it take, the whole action?
Whole action took about 15 minutes,
mm-hmm.
maybe 20.
Mm-hmm. Did you have to write a report on that?
Yeah, sure.
Why?
because every action like this have to be described in report.
So we have this report about DC-4. Have you read this report?
Yes, I've read it.
Uh-huh. What can you tell me about it? How would you, with your own words, tell me what was reported?
DC-4 with three crew members was flying VFR flights with cargo of 16,600 pounds on board. And during climbing, the crew heard the groaning sound in the headphones. So it occurred that number two engine was on fire, and the fire lamp started light on. Captain decided to go back to runway. Meanwhile, he cut off the power at 50 feet above the ground, and the plane struck in a tree, and there was river underneath, so they crash into the water.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, every three of crew members are escaped and were able to swim to the riverbank.
What do you think was the possible cause of such engine fire?
It's hard to say because it's rather short report. I could say that it might be due technical failure, maybe bird strike. I don't think it was crew member reason.
Fault.
Yeah.
You said birds. How come?
Yes, sometimes, but it is more dangerous on the jet aircraft. But maybe it could happen in this because it was. I think DC-4 is propeller. I'm not sure of that, but I think so.
Shouldn't you know?
I know DC-3. It's rather old. DC-4. I don't remember.